Welcome, welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. And today on the show, we are talking about Metroid Dread, the big Nintendo release here for the fall. So be prepared for a lot of Metroid talk here on the podcast. But before we get going here, as always, don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turca, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. Of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. And you know what? Be sure to go over and check my Twitter because yesterday I had one of the craziest things ever happen to me while I was out on a run. I don't know if you already follow me, you probably have already seen this. But I was out for my typical daily run, and I was actually just kind of wrapping up, coming around kind of the final turn here in my neighborhood, and saw some movement underneath a car, kind of off to my left, small little compact car, and I thought maybe somebody was under the car, like changing a tire or something like that. And as I got closer, I realized, like, no, that's not a person. It was something brown, something very large, and the whole car was kind of shaking. So I did exactly what every typical American does. I took my phone out, you know, took my earbuds out real quick, turned on my video and started, my camera and started recording. And if you go to my Twitter, you'll see it ends up there was a deer, a small buck. He was probably like a 6 or 7 pointer stuck underneath this small car. And I have on video him basically emerging from underneath with his antlers getting stuck underneath the car with the whole car shaking. And, you know, at first I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, okay, well, is he going to run at me? Because, you know, you've seen videos of deer like going and like kicking people in the face. I'm like, great, this is going to be me. I'm going to have on video here me running down the road terrified of this deer. But no, he basically comes out from underneath the car. Looks like the car births this deer and he runs right in the woods. And it was wild. Like, I've seen some crazy things on my runs over the last, you know, however many years, over a little over 10 years or whatever that I've been running, from a cow crossing in front of me to an owl one time staring me down to death like it was going to murder me, to snakes. I saw a bobcat, like all kinds of wild stuff. But this takes the cake. Like, I don't know what this deer was doing underneath the car. A lot of folks are telling me that maybe he was sleeping underneath the car, that maybe he crawled under there to go to sleep. Maybe that's the case, but I would think just kind of with his antlers, I don't know what would have happened. There's no way this guy hit the deer with his car because, I mean, this was early in the morning and, you know, nobody was around at the house. And of course, the deer got up and runs away, so he's not hurt. It's wild. Go check my Twitter, Mark Turk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. You got to see it. It's pretty crazy. But all right, enough of the deer chat. Let's talk some Metroid Dread. And wow, when this game was first announced, of course, I immediately had, you know, some excitement, a little bit of hype. I mean, I have a history with Metroid. I think I've talked about it here on the show before. As a kid, going to a store on that Friday night and getting that original Metroid and coming home and having no idea what this game was about. And as I started playing it, still having no idea what it was about, but just loving the mystery and the mystique and the music, everything about that game was just fantastic. And then, you know, you have that realization at some point when you're on the playground of Samus actually being a girl inside there. And like, oh my God, like it's actually a woman inside this suit. How much cooler is that? Like, so much about Metroid. Never actually played as a kid or had Metroid 2 on the Game Boy. I had a Game Boy, but never had Metroid 2. But then, of course, when Super Metroid comes out, and that just being, you know, a whole mind-blowing experience of how much better that game was compared to the original. And, you know, at the time, the graphics and the music and the story kind of built around it. And still to this day, Super Metroid is, you know, one of my favorite games of all time, if not, you know, even, you know, in most people, probably in the top 10 games of all time. You know, I mean, for many, it's even in the top 5. Incredible game. It's actually right now available if you've never played it on the Switch Online service. You can get in there and play it for free. It's part of that. And then Metroid Fusion, which was kind of the Metroid 4, which was the last new Metroid, if you want to say that we kind of got of these 2D Metroids. I actually played that game, was on a trip to Vegas. My cousin was getting married in Vegas, and I was actually with my wife at the time. We weren't married. The one with my family, and I bought it right before we left. So it was basically my plane game and kind of when we're in the hotel room just chilling. And I beat it pretty much the whole time we were gone. I remember finishing it on the plane while on the way back and my mind just being blown at that game, how great that was, and kind of, you know, the addition of the Space Pirates and the X-Gene and all that kind of threw in there was awesome. And then, of course, after that, you have Zero Mission, which was the remake of the original, and then Samus Returns on the 3DS a couple of years ago, both awesome. And then, of course, you have Metroid Prime kind of in there. Those three entries into the Metroid series, and those, you know, aren't considered canon with this run. It's kind of like this alternate story, but of course, I mean, those games obviously are incredible. And so here we are today with a new Metroid now, but what, 19 years after the release of Metroid Fusion, or however, it's almost been 2 decades, basically, since we had Metroid Fusion, to this half officially be Metroid 5, where Zero Mission and Samus Returns were, you know, remakes of kind of those original. Now, the Samus Returns developer, Mercury Steam, are the ones that developed this, and Metroid Dread, and it is, you couldn't have asked for a better developer. I mean, to me, guys, long story short, Metroid Dread, you know, I just gave you this whole history of Metroid, right, with all these games, and they're all awesome, right? They're all great games. Metroid Dread is incredible. Like I said, I mean, when they announced this game, I was excited, of course, because of all those past Metroid games and how much I enjoyed them, but I don't think I really knew how much I wanted a new Metroid game, really, until I started playing Dread. Like, this game, and I know I come on here a lot and talk about a lot of games and, oh, this game is great and you got to play this game. I mean, that's just the way I am, right? I'm very enthusiastic about things. But for me personally, like, this game is almost a near perfect game for me. Like, this genre, this type of game, we've gotten a lot of these here over the years, from Ori to Hollow Knight to all these, you know, kind of Axiom Verge here recently. I talked about Axiom Verge 2. And, you know, it isn't really until I start playing one of these games again that I realize how much I really love this series and just the sense of exploration and the slow upgrade track that you're kind of on, where your character is getting stronger to give you access to new areas and to take on new bosses. And with Metroid Dread, they pretty much nailed all of that. I mean, if anything, I mean, you do get some abilities rather quickly, depending on, you know. And when I say quickly, it's almost more quickly in between abilities. So sometimes, you know, you don't get enough time to kind of take an ability and kind of let it sit, let it stew, if you want to say. And you're just kind of rushing into the next, what's the next thing that you're getting. But the one just incredible thing I could say about this game is the level design. Like, a lot of times in these games, and I don't know, you know, some of you out there may feel this way too, whenever I play them, I get a little stressed and a little bit nervous of, I don't want to miss things, so I'm kind of looking in every nook and cranny, and sometimes it stresses me out, and sometimes that even pushes me away from these games, is that I just get so worried that I'm going to miss something, or that I'm maybe not on the right track, that I'm like, you know what, it's just too tense, I'm just done. But I made it a point with this game that, you know what, I'm just going to take it all in, because, number one, it looks awesome. I mean, you know, especially just even in handheld mode on the Switch is great. But in the background, there's so many things happening on every screen that you're on. So it's totally immersing you in just the Samus world. So just taking your time and I'm like purposely not worrying as I'm going through and just saying, let the game just direct me to where I need to go. And that, like I said, I think is the best. One of the best things about it is this level design. Like, they're nudging you in a direction, even though you don't really know it and you feel like you're smart and you feel like you're figuring it out. Somehow the game is pushing you in a certain way. Like, I've noticed, like, when you get an ability, obviously the next couple of rooms and areas that you're in, you're going to be able to use that ability, right? They want you to be able to have that right off the bat. But not only that, like, I found myself going to other areas and, you know, it's purposeful, like just the way they kind of have it going. Now I'm finally at a point where I can kind of jump between multiple areas now, and so kind of exploring a little bit more. But I don't know, the new map system they put in the game, where, like, let's say you get an ability now where, you know, you can take out a certain door, you can go into the map and highlight it, and then you hit a button and it pings across all the map all the doors like that that you've seen, so you it helps you know where you can go back to. Because one of the, you know, just designs of these games is backtracking, right? So you'll come to a door, you can't open the door. 30 minutes down the line, when you get the ability to open that door, you can go back to that area, and then it unlocks a new space, and you just push forward kind of through there. We've never had anything like this. You either had to, you know, as a kid, of course, I'm literally drawing pictures and things like that, or you just got to remember, right? You just got to know where to go. Now, being able to highlight those areas, because Samus in game, you saw it, the game remembers that, puts it on your map, and then when you highlight that, you know, okay, well, you know, maybe I'm kind of stuck. I don't know exactly where to go. You do that. You say, okay, well, if I backtrack to that area, there's a new area, a new door that I can go through and leads to, you know, more adventure. And it just, it totally opens the game up in that sense. It's just great. And then not only the level design, but even the movement of Samus feels so much more fluid. You have this new slide where you can run and kind of slide. There's like an air dash. Her, you know, hand cannon or the just arm cannon that she has feels so good to shoot. There's like impact to it. Everything about it is just kind of what you would want it to be. I mean, it still is kind of that tried and true Metroid experience in terms of the gameplay and kind of how things play out with these added abilities. But it just, it feels modern in that sense. And even the like the animations of Samus. I had one point where, like, I went to a door and, you know, you're shooting the door, can't open the door. But when you walk up to it with Samus, they have an animation of her kind of just sitting there and, like, putting her hands on it, and, like, pushing herself forward. And just the way it looked on screen, it was like they took the time to do that. You know, where some other games, you would just walk into it and her arm would still be out and she would just, you'd be bumping into the door. No, like, she puts her hands down, grabs the door and kind of pushes. Or before you have the ability to turn into the morph ball and kind of go through some areas, there'll be like a waist high gap that with the morph ball you would kind of go through. Before you have that, she'll go over to it and kind of put her hand up on it, kind of push her head in a little bit, but she can't quite get through. And they just put that animation in there. Or once you get that morph ball, then you come up to that and she'll kind of reach inside the hole and kind of like pull herself in and then whoop, you know, flip up into the ball, and then you kind of roll through. It's such cool attention to detail. And, you know, graphically, it's not a powerhouse, right? Like you would see on a PS5 now or a Series X, but it doesn't need to be. Like it's art style, its direction is still set in the Metroid universe, and, you know, Mercury Steam, with the help of Nintendo, were able to find and you know, they know the limitations of the system, and they were able to build around that, and it's awesome. Like it may be, come the end of the year, we'll see kind of how Halo Infinite shakes out, and, you know, Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker, I don't even know if I'm going to get to that kind of by the end of the year. And I've been kind of saying that just kind of because I'm going to be deep in Halo as much as I want to play that. I don't know if I'm going to be jumping on that right away. But right now, this might be my game of the year, if not at least in that top echelon. I mean, it's great. I love it. It's just so much fun to play. And like I said, I mean, I've been playing kind of a mix of handheld and on my monitor that I normally play on, because that's one thing. It isn't even 1080. It's obviously not 4K, but not even 1080. I think it's 720. So when you do blow it up on a TV, a little bit of muddiness to some of that. So that's, you know, Switch showing a little bit of its aging there. But even in handheld mode, I mean, the game is great. Like, I don't play a lot of Switch games in handheld mode, which is kind of crazy. I know when I say that sometimes people are like, what? I like, you know, having a controller. And I was a little bit worried about this game because, I mean, it gets to the point where you have so many abilities and some of the boss fights. Well, actually, we'll talk about that in a second. But it fired off so many abilities that I was like, man, you know, my hands, I get cramping, you know, kind of on the smaller Switch just screen in that. It works and it plays great. And, you know, speaking of the bosses, it's a difficult game. I just, you know, I want to kind of set that out there for people that may be interested in it. I mean, there's been, you know, some moments where I was kind of banging my head against the wall. But the cool thing about it is it's almost like a Dark Souls in that sense. Like, you know, you'll lose and you'll lose a couple times, but you start learning the patterns of the bosses and what you need to do. And in the end, when you finally defeat that boss or finally overcome that challenge, it is super satisfying. And like, this game delivers that experience in waves, and it's awesome. And so yeah, Metroid Dread, guys, loving it. I haven't finished it yet, but it's literally all I could think about. I mean, I went back to work yesterday And the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, like, I wish I could just be home to play some Metroid Dread. Like, it is that good to me. Again, I don't know if it's going to be for everybody if you're not into 2D platformers and that. And there's a story happening there. Definitely, especially if you're a Metroid fan, you're going to get what's going on. But it's not this big, epic, long story. If you've never played Metroid, they do catch you up a little bit in the beginning. But it is still kind of sparse. This is much more of a just an action game, you know, trying to get through and accomplish the goal that Samus has. But really enjoying it so far. So I would recommend it if you are a Metroid fan, if you're a fan of these Metroidvania games. I mean, you got to get on this right away. There's no reason not to, right? It's just great. So kudos to Nintendo and Mercury Steam for pumping this one out, because it's awesome. And I hope it's not that long in between another Metroid game. I mean, we know Metroid Prime 4 will probably be next. You know, it kind of wish we had this game years ago. Maybe had a couple more here in between and didn't have to put it to the indie teams to be the ones putting these games out. It's awesome. So, all right, that's going to do it for me here today, guys. You know, don't forget, again, follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. Go check out my crazy deer under the car video. It's wild. Craziest thing I've ever seen. And, of course, you can always email the show, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time.